T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, 2-segment conversation with major lighter topics, number one, more serious, number two. However, I want to remind you, next Thursday, December 8th, as I read the official release, the Economic Club of Minnesota will host a luncheon discussion with CBS Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett on Thursday, December 8th. At the Minneapolis Marriott City Center. Garrett will talk about the current state of politics and the recent election cycle, and a quote from Tim Penny, founder of the Economic Club of Minnesota. My friend Major's covered Capitol Hill and the White House for nearly 30 years. There is no one better suited to help us understand the recent election and what it means to our nation's domestic and foreign policies in the coming months and years. So, in-person reception, 11 to 11:40. In-person luncheon and live stream, 11:45 to 1 p.m. I chatted with our mutual friend, Therese McFarland. There are just a few tickets left. You should go see Major. He will be fantastic. How do you get tickets? How do you check on it? ECOMN. ECOMN.org. ECOMN.org. Okay, we'll get to politics in a little bit. Right now, in the previous segment, Major, we are trying to build up our hatred towards the Netherlands. Okay, we're trying to build up our hatred. We've got the big match tomorrow, 10 o'clock your time, USA, yep. Netherlands. Here are some of the things that we've built up so far. They have too many names for their country. Okay, too many names. Mm-hmm. They're the Netherlands, the Dutch, Holland, okay? Mm-hmm. Then overusing the word the. Come on, we're United States of America. We're not the United States of America. The wooden shoes, the windmills, too many vowels. Those are some of the things that are building up for us. Do you have any hatred for the Dutch at this point?
I wouldn't say hatred, but healthy sports-driven animosity. Here are my two complaints. First of all, nether. Okay, just take the word.
Yes.
Nether. That's far away or like in non-existent or immaterial. So there you go. That sort of ought to explain their orientation to the world and vice versa. Also, it irks me that when you see their flag and the country described over the scores or over the game, it's NED. It should be NET. Okay.
Yes, you're right. That's a very good one.
Why is it Ned? Who's Ned?
Yes.
I want to know.
Yes.
Who's Ned?
Dave, go to the Google on that one because Major has nailed it. It should be Net. It should be Net. Is there some guy named Ned? You know, we've got Columbus. Did Ned discover the Netherlands? And then he was confused. Right. He called it the Dutch. And then part of the country is called Holland, but then some people call the whole country Holland. Yeah. Now for us, we have Bert Blyleven, you know, who played a fair amount of his career here with the Twins and won a World Series.
No doubt.
So maybe the most prolific Dutch athlete, Rick Smits, someone who called the NBA for 16 years. I even worked this in a few times. The Duncan Dutchman. was his nickname.
That's very good.
The
That's very good.
Dunking Dutchman. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Is that a good nickname, bad nickname? If you're just referencing the country and dunking, you know? I mean, 7'4", of course he could dunk. You know,
but just remember,
I think it's a lazy nickname, and I'm kind of
it's USA versus net. Okay,
yes.
It's USA versus net.
Here's another excellent text. That's 651-461-9226. What's with the extra dots in their letters? Okay, too many extra dots. You know, we're obsessing with the vowels and the extra dots. Keep the text coming in. Okay, garage door issue yesterday, which I'm going to get into later in the show. If you have a garage door, you don't want it to malfunction in a significant way.
No.
So
no.
I'm dealing with that. And then I'm clicking around on the Twitter machine, and I'm seeing the list of those invited to the state dinner with President Macron. And I'm looking for one name along with his beautiful wife. Okay, I am looking for Major Garrett.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe Scarborough and Mika were there. Robin Roberts was there. I think there is outrage on this show that you were not invited to the state dinner last night. I think you would have been tremendous. You would have been a great addition.
So it's an unbroken streak, though, for me. An unbroken streak, never invited to any state dinner.
Uncalled for.
Now, there's two reasons for that, principally. One, I don't lobby for it. And there is a lobbying mechanism that goes on.
Oh.
I don't
Are
lobby
you willing
for
to tell us the other journalists who lobby?
Well, a lot of journalists lobby for it because it's a really big deal. It's a really important thing. And it creates visibility for yourself, for your news organization, et cetera. But I don't. I've just never oriented myself to those things in Washington that are official and regal. If you want to invite me, go ahead and invite me, but I'm not going to press the point. That's one thing. And that's just an attitudinal thing I've always had. The second thing is, and this is more crucial, I don't cover the Biden White House on a day-to-day basis. So that's one of the first levels of separation. Are you there day in and day out? If you are, then you're sort of in that first cut. But if you're not, you're not even in that first cut. So, but now there have been previous White Houses where I've been there every single day.
Yes,
in the
right.
first cut, but I'm not invited to a Bush state dinner, not invited to a Clinton state dinner, not invited to a Obama state dinner, and so on and so forth. That's okay. That's fine. And look, would I, in a sort of abstract sense, like to attend one state dinner in my life? Sure. But can I get along with my life and consider a career well-established and well-lived without it? Absolutely.
Is it possible in Washington, D.C., you have a reputation for causing trouble at parties, and that's why you have not been invited? Was there an incident?
Look.
You know, that happened.
Look, you know, I mean, okay. At a couple of, you know, not as elaborate as state dinners, but at a couple of places, fire departments were called. I wasn't directly responsible, but I could be, you know, accused of being tangentially responsible. That might have something to do with it.
Yes, I think it is. By the way, the list is continuing. Why do the Dutch always have a little boy with his finger in the dike? Let the kid have a life. Come on. Why do the Dutch sports teams always wear orange when their flag is red, white, and blue? This might be my favorite. Going Dutch pretty much sums it up. They're cheapskates. Just all excellent, excellent suggestions
One thing I will say, as a big fan of the Winter Olympics, amazing speed skaters.
Yes. Big thighs. They have a lot of big thighs right there. All right, let's take a 2-minute break, come back, and talk about Joe Biden. Did he basically tell us yesterday he's running for president once again? Back with the great Major Garrett in moments on CCM. Okay, I push back on this, Major. I want you to know Dave Harrigan deciding we are going to play Christmas music in the month of December every Friday until the final week. Yes or no, is it too early?
Probably not.
Oh, no, no. No, the official day in which, in my house, it is sanctioned is the day after Thanksgiving.
This man will be at the Economic Club of Minnesota next week. Tickets still available. ECOMN.org. Then he's coming to the show from 1:35 until 3. So 90 minutes of Major next Thursday. Fantastic. Looking forward to it.
Yes,
what if you just get tired of it?
Some seriousness and a lot of frivolity. Yes, exactly.
Yes. At some point, Dave, you might say, you know, I've had enough. I know it's 2:15, but I got to go. I got a thing. There's a Burger King around the corner. I got to go. So Joe Biden, who I think is the president of the United States,
correct,
has asked the DNC to make South Carolina the nation's first primary state, followed by New Hampshire, Nevada. This is a major change because Iowa's been first, the caucus, forever. New Hampshire has always been the first primary. So to me, and he talked about, because I should give you the quote, as I said in February 2020, you cannot be the Democratic nominee and win a general election unless you have an overwhelming support from voters of color. That includes Black, Brown, and Asian American and Pacific Islander votes. This does show more diversity. I mean, Iowa's, let's just be honest, one of the whitest states in the country. It's also promoting South Carolina, where Joe Biden, let's be honest, you know this better than I, that's when he won the nomination. James Clyburn steps forward, everybody else steps away. Is this a done deal? Will this happen, and how do the Republicans respond to this?
So I don't think it's a done deal, but it's a very far orchestrated effort to alter this calendar, and it is enormously important. There will be pushback. The Iowa pushback is irrelevant. Iowa is going to get whatever the DNC gives it. But New Hampshire is not out of this, and New Hampshire has a strong history of picking important nominees for the Democratic Party that have gone on to become president of the United States. Just ask Bill Clinton about that.
Yep, for sure.
So New Hampshire's not out of this, and I'm actually in Boston right now. I was just in Manchester last night talking about my book, The Big Truth, and I had a chance to talk to several people in New Hampshire, Republican and Democrat, about this. And New Hampshire's not going to go away quietly. And what New Hampshire feels right now is it has been lumped in with the magnitude of highly embarrassing problems that Iowa Democrats had with its caucus in 2020. New Hampshire had no problems. New Hampshire had a great primary. Joe Biden finished fifth. It wasn't great for him, but it was a good primary. And they feel like they're being unfairly blamed for all this early calendar problem, which was solely a problem of Iowa. So New Hampshire's not out of this yet, but it's going to be difficult to claw its way back. And, of course, Nevada is also making a case. Hey, if you want to talk about diversity, there's plenty of diversity in Nevada. It's also a pro-union state. South Carolina is not. South Carolina is a right-to-work state. Nevada is a swing state. South Carolina is not in the general election map. Why don't go to South Carolina? And look, every single thing that you just read for me, the president, if that was the ultimate definition, then California would go first.
Right. I was just going to say that.
Come on.
Right. I've got a pick for you. You know.
Exactly. So South Carolina is his way of saying, you gave me this great victory that was propellant for the most magical week in presidential politics I've ever seen. Joe Biden was dead and gone after New Hampshire.
Done.
Resurrected in South Carolina, and within one week of South Carolina, all the other tens fold, and he's the presumptive nominee. Boom, just like that. It was insane. It was amazing.
Stunning.
So that's all a nod to that. And the Rules and Bylaws Committee, which is the first and very important step in this, is going to fall in line with this. Now, it's not a done deal, but it's pretty close, and it's going to be transformative for the nominating process.
I have about 2 minutes before we have to go. Kevin McCarthy, how convinced are you he will get the votes to be the next Speaker of the House, because you have folks to the right of him and left of him saying we're not going to vote for him, and you have folks who are to the left of him saying we've got a mystery candidate. He or she is going to emerge, and he or she has a great chance to be the next Speaker of the House. And a lot of people think they're referring to Liz Cheney.
Yeah, so you still have to bet on McCarthy becoming the Speaker. because he is best positioned and there is no one running against him yet except Andy Biggs. Andy Biggs is on the Freedom Caucus, far Trumpian wing of the party. He's got zero chance. But he's trying to increase the idea that he has more leverage. Right now, you have to assume, because he's the party leader in the House Republican Conference, and therefore he has the ability to make deals, cut deals, and negotiate, that Kevin McCarthy is the odds-on favorite. It's not, again, back to that phrase, done deal, but he is the presumptive favorite. Here's the problem for Kevin McCarthy. Okay, you get to become speaker. Now your life gets miserable. Every day of your life now is miserable. Why? Because all the people who made you speaker either are going to require you to bow in their direction on every single vote that comes next. And if they don't, if you don't rather, they will rebel, which means you can't pass anything on the House floor. And the only way the House functions is as a majoritarian body. The majority has to enforce its will, both through process, amendments, and passage of legislation. If you cannot enforce your will in the House, you have no power. And if you can't enforce that will because your conference or caucus is divided, you are powerless. Kevin McCarthy may be the first powerless speaker to ever preside over the House of Representatives.
Before you leave Boston, go ahead and say hello to Will and Kate.
Yes, sure. I'm sure they're streaming the Netflix thing of their kinfolk, don't you think?
No. I think that timing was pretty good. Pretty good the brother and the sister-in-law.
That's what you call a streaming intra-family rivalry mic drop.
Yes. Knife in the back. I got to go. Great stuff as always.
Sir.
Have a fabulous
weekend.
See you
next week.
Major with us next Thursday. It'll be fabulous in studio. Shaletta, next hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.